Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
Maybe it's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harris. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me once again today is Easy.
Of course.
With the King of Hearts and Queen and all that.
That's what I do.
And, of course, Big Shot Bob over in the corner.
What's going on? What it do?
On his beefy.
What's going on?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another great show. We got a lot planned for you today. We got some college basketball. We're going to talk a little bit college basketball, a little bit baseball, and even some water polo.
No.
Yeah. At the All-Star Games this weekend for
NHL.
I don't
care.
We got to spend 5 minutes. Hey, just think, dude. A couple weeks, NASCAR will be back.
Oh, yay.
I can't wait for NASCAR to come back. Yeah.
They're making a left turn.
And next week, we'll talk about a little bit of NASCAR with Super Bowl coming up.
They're making another left turn.
They make some rights. Not a lot.
They went from 200 miles an hour to 180 miles an hour while they were making a left turn. Who gives a damn?
Why are you hating on NASCAR, man?
I don't know. Just that's a king sport.
If it's not football, he's hating.
It's the sport of kings.
Or basketball.
Yeah. Hey, it's...
That's a play right there. Boy, I like that.
Yeah, there's... There's some good things and bad. Let's go into who we're sitting at the bar with.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunken on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
Is anybody hating the song yet?
I love that song.
I love that song.
I do, too.
I do.
All right. Who y'all sitting at the bar with this week?
I'm sitting at the bar with Mr. David Blatt.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
I can't wait to hear this.
I just want to know if he actually thought he was ever the coach of that team. I just want to know. You know?
I can answer that for you.
David Blatt?
I can answer that for you. No, he never thought he was the coach.
He must have. Because he seemed very surprised when he got fired. Like, oh, I'm getting fired? We're 30 and 11.
He always looked surprised about any question that was asked him. let me think.
When he gets asked a question, when he got asked a question and you would see him pause, it just automatically reminded me of George Bush getting asked a question. And just
I know there's a saying over in – in Tennessee, they say it in Texas too. Fool me once. I think they say it in Tennessee as well. Fool me once. Shame on you.
Shame.
He didn't know who it was.
Shame on whoever the hell is asking me a question because you know I can't answer shit. Stuff.
Damn, David Blatt. Well,
I'm just interested to sit with him.
I'm sitting with Kemba Walker, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. 38.4 points per game. The Hornets went 3-1. Dude, you deserve a shot of Louis the 13th. When you're sitting at the bar with Big Shot, he's buying shot nothing but Louis the 13th.
Who's buying it?
I'm buying it for anybody I'm sitting at the bar with. Louis the 13th for you.
So hey, who you sitting with?
Hey, bro.
Who you sitting with?
I'm sitting with Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker?
Yeah.
Can he sit at the bar?
Excuse me. Wait.
He's 25.
Hold up. How the hell are you affording shots of Louis the 13th, bro?
I'm sitting with Kemba Walker it's at his the bar.
But you said you was buying it.
It's his birthday, dude.
Yeah, it's my birthday. So.
He's buying. Why are you buying your own shot?
Do you know how much a shot of Louis the 13th is?
I don't know. $150.
Yeah. So how are you buying them?
Because it's only a shot.
You know, something. I feel I'm like y'all is getting paid, and somebody's holding out.
Man. Oh, I'm getting paid because I'm the one producing this thing.
Oh, ain't that bad?
No, I'm just kidding. You're the one with the beats on your head.
I got an under the table sponsorship.
under the table sponsorship.
Yeah, look, he's wearing Jumpman every week, dude.
Jumpman.
Dude, he's modeling.
Every time somebody downloads that single, I get like 2 cents.
Dude, he's modeling on the side, dude. You think he really works at Nordstrom? He actually models at Nordstrom. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm one of the mannequins standing there, not getting paid.
mine is Eugene Robinson. If you don't know who Eugene Robinson is, he's the color guy on the radio for the Panthers.
Whoa.
And here's what? He's color commentary.
Whoa.
Guy. What?
We can't say that right now.
I'm saying color.
No.
I said color.
We no nope,
color commentary
nope,
guy.
No, nope, we can't say really? That right because Cam Newton's black.
Oh, my God. color commentary guy. Okay. I meant no. Come on, dude. I am sitting at the bar with him this week, and here's why. If you don't remember the last time Eugene Robinson was in a Super Bowl, it was for the Atlanta Falcons. Just pointing that out. He got in trouble the night before the Super Bowl. I know Big Shot remembers this. But he got in trouble the night before for what? Prostitutes.
Hey, he balling out.
No, here's why I'm sitting with him this week. Well, two things. He's, you know. He's got the women coming up to him.
What is this conversation?
No,
you're married.
No, I am married. I'm happy married. But what I'm saying is Eugene Robinson actually, and because what happened to him, I want to make sure it doesn't happen to a Panther while they're in California. Eugene Robinson, I want to make sure he talks to the team about the distractions off the field. Why he's in California.
Just be careful out there in Santa Clara, San Francisco area because the transsexuals out there are enormous.
I wasn't even saying that. I'm just worried about.
Just be careful.
I'm worried more about Cam Newton going out to a club somewhere he shouldn't be going and these other guys going to a place they ain't supposed
to be
going.
They're on a mission. They will be just fine. But if you do happen to go out, just be careful that you get to do the poking and not get poked.
Better ask to see the goods before you turn out the lights.
If that's what
you're all I'm saying.
A third leg just pop out there like ping.
I'm just
like,
saying.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't buy the whole, oh, that's just my flashlight. No, sir. No, sir.
But I got a stick of dynamite in my
I'm sitting with Eugene Robinson because I want him to make sure he shares his troubles he had at the Super Bowl with the other players so they don't get in trouble.
I got a stick of dynamite. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my who was sitting at the bar with this week. Talking about one college football news real fast. Of course, LSU has the big recruiting class.
Number one draft class.
You know what you don't have? You ain't got a Moss on your team. We do. Yeah, NC Brandon. State signed Thaddeus Moss, son of Randy Moss.
Tight end.
Sir, you really think that's going to freaking matter? You know what we do?
We hope and pray. When we get somebody like this, we hope and pray.
You know what we do have that you don't have?
A quarterback.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we got to celebrate every win we have. All right, so, you know.
I mean, that's big, man, because he's a good tight end.
We'll see. He's only a 4-star, but we'll see.
He's only a 4-star.
Only 4. He's not a blue chipper. He's not like your class, you know, where you got like 25
stars. All the Under Armour All-Americans.
Yeah. We got to take a win when we get a win.
We do have a lot of Under Armour All-Americans.
Yeah, exactly. We're not like y'all, so, you know, it's all right.
I think we actually have, like, half of the Under Armour team.
Probably. That's what I'm saying.
Alabama has the other half. Yep. That's how it usually goes.
Ole Miss got some of them.
Clemson's got some.
Clemson's got one or two of them.
Florida State got a few.
But anyway, that's a win for NC State. We'll take it. We need it right now. If you look at college basketball, we need all we can get in wins. UNC 18-2, number 2 in the nation, 7-0 ACC. They got BC Monday. They play at 16, Louisville Will UNC lose the ACC game this year?
I really don't know how they're not ranked number one. I really don't.
And Oklahoma lost. Yeah. And still ranked number
one. I don't understand this.
The strength of the Big Ten.
Exactly. The Big 12. The Big 12 has got so many very good teams, man, that I think Iowa State was even favored in that game against Oklahoma.
Yeah. In their building. They were.
Oklahoma's really good, though.
The ACC is down a little bit this year, unfortunately, for the ACC. And their UNC's wins, they squeaked by Vatek. They squeaked by some other team that isn't that good.
5 points ain't a squeak.
I disagree. The ACC's down.
They're down a little
bit. The problem, you know why you say that? Because Duke's number 20. Because Duke is like number 8.
That's why the ACC is down, man.
Right. That doesn't make the ACC down.
Duke is down.
Duke is down. The ACC has 8 teams that are 500 in the conference, and at least 7 of those teams will make the NCAA tournament.
How many of those teams really have a legitimate shot of winning the national title?
Oh, that's not what it's about. It's about getting the teams into.
But if you look at the Big 12, you feel like Oklahoma has a chance to win it all. Kansas has a chance to win it
all. They're top heavy.
They're in very top heavy.
Big 12. I agree with that. I think the ACC is deeper than the Big 12. But you're right. The Big 12's got a better chance to win the national title with the teams they got. Louisville, like I mentioned before, they're second in the ACC right now. I don't think anybody's going to catch Carolina regular season. You guys know.
But Carolina will lose a one game.
You think they lose a game? UNC loses one game, ACC?
No.
You think they go undefeated?
Yeah, I think they go undefeated.
It's just so hard to go undefeated in the conference.
If Duke wasn't having such a tough season, I would say maybe they lose one, but
I think either if they're at Duke or at Virginia, if they have to go to where does Virginia play at anyway?
What, just coming up? Virginia plays Saturday at Louisville, Wednesday home to BC.
Well, if Carolina has to travel and play Virginia in Cavalier land,
they do.
I think they'll lose that game.
I think Carolina will lose Saturday to Louisville. Or no, Monday to Louisville. I think they lose. I actually know they're playing at UNC. My fault. I think Louisville could beat UNC at UNC, and I think Duke will beat UNC. That's the game you get up for. Dude, every year that Duke's down, they beat
them. No!
I'm just saying.
And don't sleep on Miami. Miami can.
Miami right now is 16-3, 5-2 ACC, you were saying.
No!
Miami's got a game Saturday at NC State and Wednesday home to Notre Dame.
And we know Carolina can go hot and cold from the floor quickly.
Talking about Duke's number 24, they're 15-6, 4-4 in ACC. They played Tuesday at Georgia Tech. Will Duke make the NCAA tournament?
No. They'll make the tournament.
You think so?
Because Coach K's cachet, you can't keep Coach K out. I don't care how many losses.
And, man, if they don't have a good enough record, they're going to win
20-plus games.
Under 500 ACC.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They'll win 20-plus games. They had a tough non-conference schedule. And it's Duke, matter what.
Okay.
No.
All right. You know, if you haven't watched some Virginia had a buzzer beater the other night against Wake Forest. It was crazy. In the corner, banked in.
Which is why I don't think Virginia will beat UNC. Because UNC blew the bricks off of Wake Forest. So, I look at those kind of matchups logically. I'm sorry. I just don't see Virginia beating UNC.
Virginia's talented enough. The problem with Virginia, you can't run up and down with Carolina.
And they're not going to.
Right. I don't know. You can't get sucked into their matchup. You need to have a 50-point scoring game. That's the most points you can score.
You need
to have a 50-55.
The thing I like about UNC this year versus the past few years is they can win a high up-tempo game, and they can win a slowed-down game. So even if Virginia is able to control the tempo, UNC can still beat you.
No, they can. Now take the fandom out for a minute.
I still think they can beat you. Now, if I take the fandom out of it, yeah, they lose, and it's probably to Duke.
Okay.
Because that's just Duke just always plays those are always really good
that's
games.
What I'm saying. Duke usually gives y'all fit,
but
when it's
you
those
know,
down
being
years.
A Tar Heel fan, no, we go undefeated, but okay. They shouldn't have an issue with Virginia.
Duke sitting at 15-6, and it's a down year for Duke. just their expectation at Duke University is so high.
Yeah, it's Duke. Crazy. Well, I mean, it is a down year. You're 24th in the nation right now. You're 15-6, 4-4 in ACC. You know, the last time they lost four games in ACC,
like 93.
Yeah, it's been like 30, been almost 20-30 years ago.
And you know, they didn't make the tournament that year.
They'll make the tournament.
They'll make the tournament.
I'm just saying,
if they go 500 into the ACC, they'll make the tournament.
Look, I was just
I
was just
no,
pointing
I know.
Out.
I know. I appreciate you pointing out.
We want to see Brandon Ingram in the tournament anyway. Right. It's only a year in college.
As long as I see Ben Simmons in the tournament,
oh, you'll see him no matter what. They'll put him in. Just to,
they'll put him in by himself.
He'll be at the dunk contest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Cash Money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke. All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right. Who's your cash money players of the week? Or teams, or owners?
The Golden State Warriors. They're on a roll. They are the best team in basketball. It's not even close. The Carolina Panthers humiliated, demolished, whatever word you want to use against the Cardinals. They did it.
They did it.
The Denver Broncos, after all that stuff they were going through, didn't know if it was going to be Brock Osweiler or Peyton Manning to end up in the Super Bowl. Great job, Denver. Novak Djokovic. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think he's going to win the Grand Slam, every Grand Slam tournament this year. He would have won them all last year if he didn't have to play his semifinal game on a Saturday because it got delayed from Friday and then had to turn right around the next day and play the final against Stan Wawrinka. I think that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. Novak last night dominated Roger Federer. Just absolutely dominated and blew him off the court. And, of course, Serena Williams picking up where she left off from last year, dominating them girls again. Looks like she has a chance to win all four Grand Slam titles as well.
Well, you know, you could have maybe left somebody for us.
There's still plenty
of
people
out
there.
I mean, it kind of just was like.
And the Lakers organization honoring Shaq with a statue outside of Staples. Way to go, Shaquille O'Neal.
They needed to.
All right, that's it.
Who you got?
Me.
You got you? If you're watching on Periscope, you got a Cash Money Player of the Week or Team of the Week or whatever, let us know.
He's not a player, but the game. The rapper, he made a donation to an organization and accidentally put his bank account balance on Instagram.
Really?
That dude got like over $13 million in his bank account.
Wow,
man.
You post that on Instagram.
So, like, he for real cash money, man. Big ups to him. What the hell are you playing?
I'm trying to get to the point. You done with yours?
Yeah, man.
All right. My first one would be. This is for you, Scott.
Cespedes, he got him! Oh, man, what a throw!
That's a dope beat.
Anyway, Giannis Zapidus. Cepedis.
Ioannis Cespedes.
You mess
my
everybody's
fault.
Name
I
up.
I do. I'm butcher everybody's name. He signed a 3-year, $75 million contract last week with $27.5 million a year. And he can opt out after 1 year.
Is he going to have the Mets pay him $1 million for the next 27 years or something?
He'll be the next one. No, he can opt out after one. But anyway, this is the beat for Giannis.
So anyway, that's one player. That's cash money. One cash money. Semyon Varlamov of Colorado Avalanche, Lee Stepanek of the Devils, New Jersey Devils, and Brian Elliott of the St. Louis Blues named NHL Three Stars of the Week. Carolina Panthers beating the Cardinals 49-15. Triple H winning the 2016 Royal Rumble.
Thank you.
And becoming new WWE champ. Much loved it, 14-time champ. Sacramento Kings, DeMarcus Cousins, scores 56 points versus the Hornets and has 104 points in the last two games. He had, until last night, he has 17 points on like 4-20 shooting. So it's got to come in. Unless you're Steph Curry, it comes at its end at some point. Steph Curry scores 37 points in 28 minutes versus the Spurs in a blowout win.
Curry?
Kimba, yeah, Curry.
Curry stops, like, when he's not playing?
In the fourth quarter. Kemba Walker named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Jerry Richardson for paying all Panthers employees to go to the
Super Bowl. Full-time employees, he's paying for them to go to the Super Bowl. That's huge, man. Jerry Richardson, love that guy.
Matt Hendricks took a puck to the groin and then walked to the back. Well, his cup was destroyed. Ew, we'll give him a cash money because that cup saved his life. but, yes, Jerry Richardson paid for all full-time employees, right, to go to the Super Bowl. Much respect for that. Kevin Durant scores 44 versus the Knicks in overtime. And lastly, Detroit Pistons owner Tom Gores pledges $10 million to help his hometown of Flint, Michigan, with contaminated water and other long-term needs.
Wow. So he pledged $10 million to BSS Carolina for our own studio and some TV equipment and, you know.
Hey, much, much respect, man, for, you know, helping out with your hometown and taking care of other people that needs. But, yes. Anyway, that's my cash. That's our cash money players as well.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. Oh, here's another dummy of the week, though. I just saw it. A Pat fan gets Super Bowl 50 champ tattoo on his leg, and they didn't even make the Super Bowl 50.
Can we stop getting tattoos?
Why in the hell would you do that?
All teams do. All fans do this. It's so stupid. We had a Cowboys fan do it before the regular season.
I guess they thought they were Nostradamus can see the future. Well, Astrodamus, there's no way you can get that thing off your leg now.
Yeah, pretty
much. Sure you can. Just cut it off.
Yeah, true.
You know, talking some baseball, we want to talk a little bit baseball because actually pitchers report to camp a month from now.
So why are we talking about them now?
MLB is right around the corner,
dude. Football is, baseball is coming. Come on, your Yankees should be looking to do something this year. Heading into the 2016 season, I don't know if you guys did, but I've got my top five pitchers from last year going into this season.
Kershaw, of course.
All right.
Who's my guy out? Baumgartner.
In San Francisco, yep.
Yeah. Can I just say the San Francisco Giants pitching staff? There you go. That's it right there.
Well, the top five? I got Jake Arrieta number one. I got Kershaw number two, Madison Bumgarner three, Zach Greinke four, and Dallas Keuchel number five from Houston Astros.
One AL pitcher out of the whole bunch. The National League dominating with pitching, but they can't win the World Series. What's going on?
Next week, our question of baseball, I want to get you guys' opinion. Give me top five breakout stars heading into this season. A player that wasn't in the top five last year that could be in the top five this year. I'm talking about a top five list of guys that wasn't a top five last year that could be up there. So if you're on Twitter, on Periscope, tweet us at BSS Carolina. Let us know who the top five players will be. That would be breakout stars this year.
Breakout stars in baseball. Who?
I'm talking about like Freddie Freeman, even though he's kind of a breakout star. Kershaw, Greinke, Arrieta, Harvey, and DeGrom. Not yet. Actually, no, this year, DeGrom should probably be up there this year. Yeah, I like that list, though. Scott sent me that one. But yeah, next week, that's our top five, our question of the week, pretty much. Dee Gordon signed a 5-year, $80 million extension with the Marlins. Justin Upton signed a 6-year deal, $132 million deal with the Tigers. Chris Davis signed with the O's for 7-year, $161 million. Dude, it's insane. Some NHL news. Hot teams right now in Florida. Panthers are 6-3-1 in the last 10. The Red Wings are 6-3-1. Tampa Bay is 8-2. The Capitals 7-2-1. The Rangers 6-3-1. We actually winning some games now. The Hurricanes 7-2-1. The Hurricanes are 7-2-1. It's a miracle.
The Carolina Hurricanes are above 500 too, man. Let's go.
Scott, can the Hurricanes make the play the Stanley Cup?
Hell yeah. Hell yes, hell yes.
I don't know. I don't watch water polo.
They got a better chance than the Washington Capitals because we know what's going to happen to the Capitals once they get in. Choke mode, USA.
The Blackhawks are 7-3 in the last 10. San Jose's 8-0-2. Anaheim Ducks are 7-3. Nope. Yeah, Scott says no. Hurricanes ain't making it.
I got $5 that they do make it real, Scott, Eli.
All-Star game, the NHL All-Star games this weekend. Will you guys watch?
Hell no.
It's a 3-on-3 tournament. It's the East.
Hell no.
I don't watch water polo.
Oh, Lord. All right, so no. Okay.
There's got to be something better. The Spurs Cavs.
I think the spelling bee is on this weekend.
Really? Come on, man.
The Cricket World Championship got to be on or something, man.
You know, some cricket's actually a whole lot of fun to watch.
Rugby. There's going to be some good rugby games on. I'm going to be catching some of that.
There's actually the World Championship of Paint Drying is on.
It's very exciting times.
And I'm going to be watching that.
Oh, man.
I think they got a Harry Potter rerun coming on.
Look at that!
The Quidditch World Cup is on. I got to watch that.
I got to watch that. Shoot.
Scott, I'm trying to help us out here, man.
I gotta watch.
Gryffindor will be battling Slytherin.
Gryffindor is going against Slytherin. And
one more time.
Actually, I think this is the weekend to go to movies. It's awesome.
You can watch the Spurs and the Cavs, man. Late
Why?
Prime time
Saturday Why does it
night.
Matter to watch the Spurs? I don't even want to see the Cavs. I don't want to see the Cavs. It doesn't matter. You got blown out for the Warriors. You don't get blown out by them. I don't even care.
Did you see the dunks LeBron had last night? Caught one off the backboard.
Off the backboard.
It doesn't matter if you lose. I don't get it.
Well, that was just rude. They won last night.
No, I'm talking about when you get – the NBA right now with LeBron getting blown out by the Warriors. And I said LeBron.
Man, it was like a week ago.
I know, but that still sits on my mind.
And then the
and
Pro
LeBron
Bowl
didn't get yeah. blown out. Cleveland got blown out.
Is it the Cleveland LeBrons now? Instead of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow, really? Oh, all right. Mommy will talk about Ovechkin.
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 A lower body injury?
No, he got suspended by NHL.
For doing what?
Because they didn't go to the All-Star game.
For whipping his horse too much?
No, they suspended two of the player towels also from the Red Wings. Or the Blackhawks, excuse me. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right. Two words. Panthers whooping the Cardinals.
Keep pounding!
Bird stew.
Unnecessary.
Panthers whooping the Cardinals?
It's unnecessary.
Why is that unnecessary?
Because that's my word. That's
I'm just trying to get a meaning of unnecessary.
You don't need to know the meaning. It's just unnecessary.
It's two words. It's not a lot more. Peyton Manning beating Tom Brady in the Pats in the AFC Championship game.
I called it.
Yeah, you did. Any? It's over. There you go. No more.
That's the rubber match, too.
I got to say, if you weren't in Panthers Stadium when they showed the ending, first of all, they showed where
the game for like 5 minutes.
Where they showed, they showed the actual. They showed, yeah, they actually they did. You're right. They showed the Patriots scoring the touchdown. Okay. Then they took it off the Jumbotron and showed the cheerleaders of the Panthers. And we were sitting here waiting on 2-point conversion. Then 20 minutes later, they finally showed the 2-point conversion where he missed it. So, but I've never heard a crowd go so loud when a team lost than at Panthers Stadium. It's amazing.
We hate them cheating-ass Patriots, man. They had our game plan. They had videotape. They had our lineups.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They had our plays. They stole our plays.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Stop it.
You lost.
Yeah, you
get over it.
They spygated us.
They did.
Oh, my God. You still had to play the game.
That's right.
Well, it was hard to play when they had all our alignments and our sets.
Wrong answer.
And our plays.
Wrong answer.
All right. Blake Griffin. Not Blake Griffin. People calling LeBron a coach killer.
Too much.
Dumbasses.
Win rings. Blake Griffin incident.
Say it with your chest.
Next time, maybe use left hand. Left hand. The non-shooting hand. Please.
This might be the dumbest of the dummy of the year. I mean, you're hitting an employee of your team. That you talking about some HR nightmares. You better be glad that's your buddy.
Now,
because I'm telling you.
Would the NBA be wrong if they suspended him for as many weeks as he's out with this broken hand?
Nope.
And just not pay him?
Nope. I don't think they'd be wrong. I think it'd be right. I think it'd be just. I mean, for, you know, you hit an employee of an NBA team.
It's your own dumb fault that your hand is broken. So you shouldn't be sitting at home getting paid.
Blake Griffin, big dummy. Vince Young to keep his job at University of Texas after DWI arrest.
Look, people make mistakes, man.
How Vince McMahon's song goes, he has no chance. That's what he's got.
I don't know, man. DWI arrest is very serious to me. Because, come on, when you're drinking, you know, I mean, it ruined Dante Stallworth's career. I mean, he could never... There's a lot. I'm glad you kept your job. Learn your lesson. Learn lesson. Kung Fu Panda 3.
I want to see it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Po. Everybody wants Kung Fu fighting.
Kate Hudson. Major League Baseball commissioner stops the talk of DH and NL. So no NL DH.
Good move.
Really?
I like the difference in the leagues, man. Let the AL have the DH and let the NL have the pitcher hitting. That's what makes the World Series interesting when you go back and forth to these two parks. And, you know, that's when the manager has to do his freaking job.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree is your word?
I agree.
All right. I want to see it. I want to see the DH.
You can see the DH when they go. The NL teams go to the.
No, I think it's time to do it.
The Major League just wants it because they want another position player that you have to pay $20+ million.
I can't believe Joe Madden of the Cubs doesn't want the DH.
I wouldn't want it.
Game fixing in tennis. We got to talk. We're gonna talk about that next week on the show. There's game fixing in tennis going on right now, supposedly.
Anybody Man. Surprised?
How I got what I got to do to get in on some of this money?
what did you surprise? Tennis now? Kevin Durant calling Porzingis a unicorn.
That's funny.
His next team.
Great nickname. Dwayne Wade's son sent him a text of motivation.
His sons are – they're good guys. They're good kids, man. Good kids.
Good-dee-doo.
All right. I would say bon voyage. Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. All right. You guys got any bon voyages?
Bon voyage to this installment of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for joining us, tuning in as usual, loyal fans, subjects. Bow down to the kings. We appreciate it.
Oh, Lord.
Bow down to the.
Yeah, I ain't got nobody.
You ain't got nobody to say bye to?
Nah, I ain't got nobody.
All right. I am going to. I've got a couple. First and foremost, Jonathan say his name right, I hope. Towns of the Blackhawks got suspended. And Alex from the Capitals got suspended. Ovi got suspended for not being in the All-Star game this weekend. Wow. They taking it serious. I kind of like that. You should take it serious, the All-Star game. I don't know if you can tell people you have to be in the game. We'll see. Another one I have is Thomas Davis broke his arm versus the Cardinals. He said he will play in the Super Bowl.
Rivera also said that he thinks Davis will play.
Anaheim Ducks, Horkoff banned 20 games for violating team terms of NHL Players Association, PED, or performance enhancing drugs.
And Dennis Weidman will be joining you shortly.
Definitely. Blake Griffin out for many more weeks with broken hand. Pats let go offensive lineman Coach D. Roger Federer lost today in the Australian Open. He's out. And of course, that's it. And the last two I already mentioned.
I feel so bad for Roger Federer. I want him as a sentimental fan. Sometimes I would love to see him win one more major title before he hangs up the racket. You know, he's 34 years old. He just keeps running into Novak Djokovic, man.
Is he really 34?
He is 34 years old. And still to be ranked third in the world, he's doing a great job. But Novak is at the peak of his powers right now, man. I don't see anybody beating Novak Djokovic anytime soon.
I could beat him.
Yeah, of course you can. Y'all got anything else?
I can beat him if I can get Tanya Harding on him and hit him in the leg. Always sports is life, man.
Live life, love sports.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
See you next week. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot.